The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Fabry to Stastny, around in front, and Brower's shot was stopped and covered. They would scramble, and they score! It looked as though it had been covered by Lehtinen. The referee points to the net, indicating that a power play goal has been scored. Yes, Brower in front got it there, then shoved to Stastny. He scores! Now by Laterra, got it on back, and a shot, score! A ripper by Berglund, and it's 3-0. Right back up the wing, and here's Backes with a shot. He scores! David Backes, and it's 4-0. In stride, carried back in by Paul Stastny. Dropped it back. Fabry across, score! What a goal, tic-tac-toe. It's Brower, it's 5-0. Johnny Oduya across, drive by Goligoski, score! Patrick Eve, shoveled back out carefully by Schwartz. On for it is Tarasenko, driving to the net. He scores! Conference final for the St. Louis Blues. Decisively 6-1. Some impressive saves by Brian Elliott early.
So I wonder what loser said the Blues were going to win. That guy doesn't know anything. And hey, Steph Curry, he's still pretty good at sports. Let's have some fun. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. Don't send us messages, because we rarely see those. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Thursday. Weekend's almost here. Let's have some fun today.
I need the weekend to get here.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like this has been one of those weeks that I just need to be over.
Why is that? Well, you hurt your knee.
Hurt my knee. And then, like, we've been trying to set up this interview with Fabricio Verdum.
Oh, this is like 2 days in a row, huh?
2 days in a row, I come into work early. And 2 days in a row, they're having technical difficulties with the phone in Brazil. Which is, I mean, it's fairly believable, but still.
The phone had Zika?
Probably. Mm. Then we had to do a meeting today, and I wanted to come in here and do some work before the meeting. I couldn't do that because Mike Pearson was in here with those ladies. What is that show anyway, John?
It's something on the weekend, right?
Saturday afternoon at noon. It's called Happy Hour.
It's like three women, right?
And Pearson? Yes. Okay. And if you want to hear it, it's on 1560.
Okay. So you have something to listen to on the weekends now.
Why can't they record that in the 1560 studio?
Because the mic's in that. Remember I was talking to you about that? The mic's
in there. No, but in the other one, in here.
Oh, no, that's garbage too.
No, the one where Salisbury and Bunin are doing their show now?
Oh, that studio. I don't know.
They got to bother us. Mike Pearson screwed me over. That dude's supposed to be my friend. Screwed me over.
Well, we had a meeting while they were doing it, so you only missed a little bit of
time. No, they were in there from 2 o'clock until 3. Meeting wasn't until 3, Fred. Don't try to defend his behavior.
Just trying to help here.
Nothing's going to help.
One of them's kind of cute.
I don't care about that.
How's your knee, by the way?
It sucks. I don't know yet. I've got to schedule an MRI. Mm. I was hoping it would feel better this morning. It doesn't. It sucks.
I did something that I don't know if it was really stupid or not today, but I did my most intense workout that I've done in probably 12 years.
Okay.
I just wanted to see how you die? No. And no, I actually feel great. I mean, tomorrow I'm probably going to be a little sore. But, you know, I've done this thing this week where I stopped drinking for a week. It's going to be 2 weeks, actually, but I may drink on the weekend. We'll see. And I'm just working out and focusing on trying to get in really good shape again. So okay. Today I decided I'm going to push it way beyond anything that I've done. And I was in the gym for 2 hours and 42 minutes today, nonstop.
Good for you.
And, man, I felt great when I got out. And then we're in that meeting, and all of a sudden it kind of hit me, and I'm like, man, I might need a nap here before all this is said and done. But I'm very proud of myself. So go easy tomorrow, and then go for a nice long run on Saturday, and then next week do the whole thing over again. And part of it is because I'm sort of punishing myself because I've stopped smoking. So anytime I crave a cigarette, I just go to the gym and do something.
Now, do you feel like this? You've done enough that you are officially done smoking?
Yes,
like,
I'm
you
done.
Feel comfortable saying, I'm not going to smoke anymore?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable with that.
Are you worried, like you said, you're going to drink this weekend, that when you start drinking, the temptation to smoke will return?
No, because I've totally lost my taste for it.
Is your wife still smoking?
Yeah, but I don't hang out with her that much, so it's all good. Nah, you know, it's so stupid, too, because I don't even enjoy it. And it's just you fall into these...
You quit at one point.
I did, and I was doing the vape thing. Now I'm not even doing that. I'm just done. I just decided I was done.
You.
I have two friends. Well, Yuval from Texas Mattress Makers had a heart attack from smoking. A friend who's younger than me got cancer. He's fine now from smoking. I'm just like, why am I even doing this? Stupid. Just stupid. So I decided that this week, quitting, getting in shape, having fun, and I honestly have had a blast. It was great being in the gym for that long. And I did a bunch of different stuff. I did a bunch of basketball drills, you know, running up and down the court and stuff like that. Then did about an hour of lifting, and then did an entire hour on the exercise bike. Didn't stop once in between all that. And I just came out of there going, dude, not bad. See, if you don't do stuff like that to your body, imagine what you can do.
And plus, I think if you want to go, alcohol is probably the way you want to go, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want the cancer stuff or any of that, or heart attack. No, alcohol is the way I want to die. So, no, but I'm in good shape, but I want to get in great shape. So this is the first step. It's been a good week towards that. So we'll see if it continues. Anyway, it's so funny because I haven't liked smoking for a long time. It's just you get bored, and it's like I'll go sit on the balcony. It's like, oh, I'll have a cigarette. Or I noticed it, and I really decided when we were in Vegas, we were walking somewhere, and I just lit one up for no reason. And I'm kind of like, why am I even doing this? This is stupid.
How many would you say you smoked a day?
Probably a pack a day. Probably.
That's an expensive habit,
too. Yeah, that's the other thing. I'm save a bunch of money doing this.
Yeah, I'm glad you're off.
And last time I did the vape thing for a while, and it's like, okay. And then I went back, and this time I'm not doing either one. I'm out on it. I quit. I'm done. And that's it.
Okay.
So it's weird like that, man. When I make up my mind to do something, I usually do it. So we'll see how it goes. So if anybody sees me out having a cigarette, feel free to punch me in the nose. Probably won't happen. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Texture says it was close, but my series bet on the Blues paid off. Thanks for the tip, Fred. And, you know, first off, I want to say congratulations to the Stars. They had a hell of a season. They really did finish better in the regular season than they should have based on their goals against average. Mm-hmm. Man, that's a fun team that is probably a couple years away from really being a cup contender. They've got 9 forwards that can play with anybody, but defensively, they've got a good young defenseman, but they're inconsistent back there, and their goaltenders suck. If you saw that game last night, two of the goals Lehtinen gave up were just jokes, and he should have been pulled sooner because Tarasenko scored on one that they called an offside, or it would have been 3-0 right then and there. They left him in to give up another goal. If you get a chance and you're into this at all, go look at the goal he gave up to Stastny. He's crawling on the ground like Spider-Man, Lehtinen is, on the ground and leaves the entire net open, which is just, I mean, that you can't do that in the NHL. You can't do that in a game 7. And then Stastny's at the side of the goal and just flips it in. And that was the problem with the Stars. Their goaltending blows, their defense blows, and they're just not ready yet. And they were lucky to finish with the record they did, and that's why I thought the Blues or the Hawks, whoever won that first round, was going to beat them. And, you know, the fact that they got 7 games with that crew.
Well, and also, arguably, maybe it's Jamie Benn now, but arguably their best player was...
Yeah, Sagan was out.
Was out.
Benn's their best player, but Sagan's certainly a terrific And that was a big advantage that the Stars had, because the Blues' best centerman's probably Stastny, and he's not in that class. So that definitely affected it.
Well, and they've got Sagan and Spezza, who are both...
Spezza, their second guy is better than the Blues' first guy. Spezza is, but that team is going to be very good. The problem is that they've got both these goaltenders under contract for next year at like a $10 million combined hit. Ooh. They're terrible, and nobody's taking them. And so they've got to fix that. But otherwise, I think this is a team that's got about a four-year window. So if you're a Stars fan, you should enjoy it. Don't be like the dickweed on Facebook who was talking all kinds of crap before Game 7.
Not wise.
They're not as bad as they showed last night. Their goalie was just awful. But that's the problem when you have bad goaltenders. As good as he was in Game 6 to force that Game 7, you know, you just don't get consistent play out of them, and that's what happened. And anyway, so it'll be Blues against either your Preds or San Jose, and I'm looking forward to that series as much as I'm looking forward to the other one. So anyway, did you get a chance to watch your Warriors last night?
I did.
And
no surprise.
No.
No surprise.
Surprised that it was close again. I mean, I got to give the Blazers credit. They've hung around.
Man, I'm telling you, Damian Lillard is a special player. And he was great again last night. The problem was, and this is the thing, it wasn't even the Steph Curry show really so much as Klay Thompson was just phenomenal. And if, you know, Curry had a good game, but when one of those other guys just rolls on you, and last night Klay Thompson was rolling on them, it's going to be hard to beat that team.
Yeah, and but you got to give the Blazers credit for hanging around, another close game. And it's funny because you look at the series with the Rockets and you can't really give the Rockets much credit because they got blown out so much. Yeah. You look at the Blazers, you say, boy, that team actually
put up a fight. Yeah. But it's, I mean, they weren't good enough. It's 4-1, and
they weren't good enough.
The one game they won was when Steph Curry, the best player, was out.
Which, you know, I don't want to say anything about the Rockets, but the same thing. All right, we'll take some phone calls when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Sportsy asked me, what about cigars? No, I'll still have the occasional cigar, and I'll still have the occasional medicinal marijuana.
Right.
But, no.
When your glaucoma flares up.
Yeah, which, you know, about once a week that happens. Yeah, you guys hear me saying I can't see the screen, right? So you know what that's about. But Lamont says, seriously, the bad thing about stop smoking cold turkey, it suppresses your taste, so when you quit, you eat more. That's why I kind of did this and stopped drinking at the same time, so I could just do workouts all week. And I really haven't, because when I work out, I don't get hungry. And so I haven't really eaten much this week either. So the real test is going to be when I go out and have a few drinks, because it's the social aspect of it. But I wouldn't have said anything about it if I didn't feel pretty good about that I'm done with it. So I don't even, like, the smell turns me off. Everything turns me off now.
Good for you.
So just had to decide to stop doing it. Let's grab John to lead it off today.
What up, John? Sports.
Hey, what's going on, sports?
Sports is going on.
What do you think about the Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather fight? What do you think would happen? I'll hang up and listen.
I think what would happen, which, first of all, I don't think that fight will happen. But if it were to happen, I think that Floyd Mayweather would embarrass Conor McGregor.
Yeah. You know what? This is two guys who need attention trying to get attention. That's all this is. I don't see that fight ever happening. This is like Caitlyn and Bruce Jenner trying to pick a fight with each other. They're just trying to get attention.
That no good can come from this for Conor McGregor.
And I think your standard answer is, if it were an MMA fight, the MMA guy's going to win. If it's a boxing match, the boxer's going to win. And with some exceptions, I'm sure. But all right, let's try Jim. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen, and congratulations on quit smoking. I think it's pretty disgusting to have it myself. I just wanted to get y'all's opinion on what's going to happen this year in the SEC football. You think who you like? And I sure could have used your advice on the Kentucky Derby because I picked the second and first place, or the second and third place. I need to get your book.
Hey, I picked the fifth place one, so your third place horse beat mine. Now, you know what? I already have looked at the Preakness, by the way. I feel pretty good that we're going to bounce back in a big way. You know, I honestly, I've paid a little attention. I haven't really dug in yet because we'll start getting the magazines and everything here in about a month, and that's when I really start looking at college football. But, I mean, Alabama's going to be good again. I think LSU is kind of the wild card. If they can get any kind of quarterback play with Fournette, and, you know, I like LSU a lot this year, too. Pretty much the same teams I always do. And I'll be curious to see what happens with Auburn. And does Florida take another big step?
I mean, Tennessee.
Tennessee's an intriguing team on that side. I don't know what Kirby Smart's going to do at Georgia. I don't really have an answer for you yet because I haven't really done all my studying. But I'm intrigued by LSU on the west side this year, and I'm intrigued by what happens with Georgia on the east and Florida, because I think Florida's got a chance to be really good if they can get the kind of quarterback play they were getting early in the season last year. Did I leave anybody out?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
You left out Aggie.
I don't know what to make of A&M.
Okay.
I really don't. I know they've got some, tell you what, they got two or three guys that are in next week's projection to be
over under year. 7.5.
I'm reluctantly going to go over. I think they win 8 games.
Okay.
I think they win 8 games. I'm concerned about quarterback play. But I mean, there's a lot of talent on that team. There's guys, there are first-round talent all over that roster. And, you know, neither one of those kids who left played very well for them. So it's not like you need much better quarterback play. I'm going to say 8.
Okay.
But I don't think that puts them anywhere in the mix.
No.
I think it's going to be Alabama and LSU this year. It's going to be one of those where they split and maybe they play again for the championship and it's 9-6. We'll see. Hayden, let's get Hayden on. What's up, man?
Hey, sports, gentlemen.
Sports.
Hey, listen to the show all the time on the way home. I missed out yesterday. Had to stay at work late, but I had a word of the odds for you. I want to know what the odds are that Fred dies of old age before Jeff Bagwell ever makes it to the Hall of Fame, and I'll hang up and listen.
Good one.
Bagwell
versus old age. Now, if I'm going to die of something else, that could happen. I think Bagwell's in. You know what? I think it might happen this year.
You think?
I think it's going to be very close this year, probably next year. I'm planning on living past next year unless, you know, plane crash or something like that happens, or I keep driving on 59 to get home. So I'd say it's 50-50.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about it. The old age thing throws me off a little bit. Because I don't think old age is what's going
to
get you.
No. But, you know, I'm trying to eliminate little things here and there. 2-1 said, tell Freddie left out my Michigan Wolverines. Did they transfer to the SEC? Did I miss that?
I don't think
so. Okay, just checking. Yeah, no, the guy's question was specifically about the SEC. So, let's try Brandon. What is up, Brandon?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going sports.
I got a hypothetical MMA fight, kind of going old school here. Who would win? Mike Tyson, Chuck Liddell.
Chuck Liddell in an MMA fight?
Yes.
Yeah, Chuck Liddell.
Chuck Liddell, hands down?
Hands down.
I think Tyson missed his calling. He should have been in the MMA.
I mean, listen, Mike Tyson was one of the best boxers that's ever lived. He was a massive force for a long, long time. And I think Mike Tyson chose the right sport. I mean, he's one of the best that have ever done it. I think Mike Tyson just... his legacy ends up not measuring up to a lot of these other guys because he got into some dumb stuff, you know?
Yeah, I think the answer is always going to be MMA guy in an MMA fight, boxer in a boxing match.
Yeah.
Is there any exceptions to that among famous people that you want to throw out there now so that you don't have to answer these anymore?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. There you go. Easy.
I mean, the people who do their sports the best, that's.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess there's certain instances where.
I mean, would Mike Tyson wreck some middle of the road bum heavyweight MMA fighter if he just decided, yeah, let's do this? Yeah. But if you're talking about like one of the best ever versus one of the best ever in their, you know, respective sports, I'm going to take the one who's playing their game.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I was telling you off air, man, I feel pretty good about your Predators tonight. I really do. That extra day off,
for that.
That extra day off is going to help. And I'm going to go on record here. I think the Predators would beat the Blues. I think the Blues would beat the Sharks.
Okay. So you're saying if the Predators win, they're going to the Stanley Cup.
Well, I probably have to say that because when I did my whole thing at the beginning, I had Predators Penguins. And those are the two teams that I bet as long shots. Although Penguins went down to 8-1. So I have to kind of stick with that, right?
I think so.
So I have to say that you're going to win. But anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Let's try Matt. Matt, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hello, Matty.
Sports.
Sports to you.
So when y'all were out in Vegas, was there anything you heard on air, off air, wherever, that would give me hope that the next big boxing fight is going to be Canelo and Triple G at 160, not at some catch weight?
On air, we talked about it a lot with a lot of people, and it seems to be the fight that everybody wants. The post-fight interview for Canelo makes it sound like it's a possibility. I'm hopeful. I mean, I guess there's still about, 10 days left for Canelo to sign his name?
You know, it's boxing, so anything can happen between now and then. But Oscar has been meeting with Golovkin's promoter. They are all in agreement on the date. They're all in agreement on the weight and everything, and it seems like it's progressing. You know, though, I mean, all of us have to be a little skeptical because how many times did we think Pacquiao and Mayweather was going to happen when it would have mattered? So they are moving along on it, and even to the point where they're talking about, is it going to be, you know, the three places they've talked about, Vegas, Los Angeles, and Jerry World. And Jerry Jones was actually at the Canelo fight, so there's, you know, they're definitely moving forward. I am extremely cautiously pessimistic that it will happen and it'll get done very soon. And I'm not so sure about all these people speculating that De La Hoya doesn't want him to fight because it's the Golden Goose and Golovkin's going to beat him. I think De La Hoya recognizes how big a fight this would be.
Yeah.
And how much money everybody would make, and probably from the next fight as well. And these guys have such short shelf lives, man, that you better take advantage of it while you can. And Oscar's a smart dude. I think this will get done. And now next week, if it doesn't, y'all can all tell me how stupid I am. But I really feel like it's going to get done. Let's try Parker. What's up, Parker?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing sports.
Just moved here to Houston from North Texas. Enjoying listening to y'all. I have a hypothetical I want to run by y'all. Let's say A&M gets 7 or 8 wins next year, and I think that's enough where they might cut ties with someone. And let's say Texas gets 6 wins with their schedule. I think something would happen. I think they'd have to have something really happen for them to cut ties with Strong. But let's say both of that happens in the same year, and you're Tom Herman. Which job is more appealing to you, leaving Houston, and just the whole job? What would be more appealing to you if both are open?
Texas is a better job.
Yeah, I think it's hands down. And I know A&M fan doesn't want to hear that, but
I think most A&M fans probably actually know that.
Yeah. Now, frankly, I think University of Houston's a better job than both of them right now. So that's just me. But no, honestly, if those two jobs are open, plus he's got a history there. I mean, he was an assistant there, graduate assistant. And I just think, knowing Coach Herman a little bit, that atmosphere, Austin, is a much better fit for him and his family than College Station. Just my speculation. But you know what? I hope both those teams win 9 or 10 games this year, and he's around for another year at UH. I think everybody at UH recognizes at some point somebody big's going to snatch him up. That's just going to happen. I just, you know, as long as he's there, we're going to enjoy the ride. But yeah, I would say Texas, if both of them are open, that's the job. Will Steph Curry have more MVP awards than J.J. Watt has Defensive Player of the Year awards by the end of their careers?
I'll go no.
I'm going to go with no because a lot can happen. Disco asking Mike Tyson versus Dada 5000.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah, I don't think we're... I thought we were talking about legitimate fighters.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I said, if you take... But if you're talking about somebody who was once considered the best at their sport or is considered the best at their sport, or even like top five versus a top five in the other sport, I don't think it's close. And I thought we had this conversation, we solved this conversation when Randy Couture fought James Toney.
Yeah.
And, I mean, humiliated him.
Well, a lot of people don't remember that. People have short memories, man. Come on.
Get on that UFC fight pass. Refresh your memories.
All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Grab some more phone calls when we come back. Just have fun, man. It's a nice, calm Thursday on the Blitz.
You're listening to the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock it.
Lock them? Okay. Justin says, Aggie fan says we got Trevor Knight and he beat Alabama, idiots. Yep, he did in a bowl game. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. And, a lot of texters wanting to know where Stars fan are. Don't beat him up too
and
bad.
And if you got, I mean, if let's say Trevor Knight, if the job's open, you don't have, whoever comes and takes that job won't have Trevor Knight anymore. Trevor Knight's only at A&M for 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of the texters, where's all those bleep-talking Stars fans? Give them a little room, man. Most of them aren't real hockey fans. They showed up because they made the playoffs. They're like, oh, we're the number one seed. Yeah, well. So they had a good season. Leave them alone. They'll be back next year and lose in the first round. Let's try Christian.
Howdy, Christian. Sports.
Sports, guys.
Your turn to talk.
Hey, sports. Oh, okay. Hey, guys. I wanted to make a comment about the Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor fight. Everybody's been, like, pulling up as, like, it can happen. It would never get done. But from my perspective, from my point of view, I mean, we all know that there's no way Floyd Mayweather would fight Conor McGregor in a cage. But given the amount of, you know, revenue that the fight could generate, I mean, is it so, you know, out there to – McGregor wouldn't take a boxing match against Floyd Mayweather with a payday of like $30 million. I mean, I don't see him getting any less than that for a fight. But I'm going to hang up and let you guys talk about it.
I mean, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine someone paying Conor McGregor $30 million to do a boxing match.
Although, I mean, we see some silly money for some of these boxing matches where guys shouldn't get that much and they do. I mean, if they're going to throw out that kind of money, sure. And I think the pay-per-view numbers would be huge just because people are not real smart.
Dude.
I mean, people will pay for that thinking, oh, he's got a chance, and then...
Canelo Khan did 900,000 buys.
Huh?
It's a good number.
You don't think McGregor and Mayweather would do that?
I think Mayweather-Jong would do a certain number of buys. I mean, there's... People who will buy a Mayweather fight no matter what. There's a lot of MMA fans that would probably buy a Conor McGregor boxing match and probably not go well.
Yeah. They'll pay for it. Scott.
Yes. Hey, guys, sports.
Go, man.
Hey, I had a little question for you guys. Who do you guys think the best fighter is in hockey right now? And that'll lead to my next question.
Well, to be honest, most of them are playing in the AHL now. You know, Bissonnette and Setsudo and all those guys, they're all in the AHL. So does that count?
I don't know. Like, who's... Of the guys that are in the NHL now, who would you say is your number one guy?
It's hard to say because the enforcer's kind of gone out of hockey.
Yeah.
There's a guy in Vancouver that they picked up last year who I'm blanking on his name, who's pretty good. But, I mean, most of the ones that I would want fighting for me are playing in the AHL right now. I guess Pittsburgh brought up Setsudo, and he got into it with – he was the one that got into it with Mia Khalifa on Twitter. But, yeah, those are the two guys I'd probably want fighting for me.
I like that Wayne Simmons guy.
Yeah, although, I mean, these are guys that are just pure beat-your-face-in enforcers that I'm talking about.
Well, I saw Wayne Simmons knock a guy out with a jab. I like guys who can knock people out with a jab. That's like – that's clown show stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
And I read something about is PK Subban like a pretty tough dude in your mind?
Yeah, he's not going to go out and start a ton of fights, but he's pretty tough, yeah.
Well, basically, PK Subban told his captain that if it came down to it, he can't fight Wayne Simmons. He's like, I'm not going to be able to get in there with you.
Well, yeah. But no, it is kind of funny because you don't have, it has really, you know, like it's funny because everybody talks about John Scott. He was a pretty good fighter, but you know, the whole All-Star weekend, but, his career is probably done. Of the guys who are still out there, you know, that actually, like, this is Dano Chara can fight Milan Lucic. Ryan Reeves is pretty tough, but for the most part, yeah. Brandon Prust was the guy I was thinking of who played for Vancouver. He's a smaller dude, but he can fight pretty well. I miss the Arrows being here because that's how guys got to the league. There was always at least one fight a game, and you get to see some good ones. I like hockey fights. I know everybody says it's stupid and they need to get it out of the game, but I like the fact that if you go and somebody crushes my star player, I'm sending a guy out there who's basically just going to go drop gloves on you, go sit in the box for 5 minutes, and then if you hit him again, I'm going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
I like that. To me, that's because, you know, who was it that Gretzky had? Gretzky had that one goon on his team that anytime somebody went anywhere.
I can't even begin to remember. That's years ago.
Yeah, breathed on Gretzky. He went out there. Marty McSorley, that's who it was. All right, let's try. I don't know. Should we do this? He hasn't called in a while. Let's see if he screws it up. Oh, you, Mike, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yeah, you guys are too forgetful because one time Rocky was fighting a wrestler and the wrestler beat the crap out of Rocky. And, of course, I think the wrestler stayed in the Holiday Inn Express the night before. But
thanks for the call, oh, you, Mike.
Yeah, it was. Well, at least it was just bad. It wasn't.
That's true.
All right.
It wasn't inappropriate.
Let's try L. What's up, L?
Hey, guys. What's up? This is L the Genius. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
All right, sports guys. So I had a great question for you. In MMA, how do you guys think Bruce Lee would have done?
I mean, if Bruce Lee had dedicated himself to learning how to fight on the ground, I think he would have done fantastic. I mean, that's a true martial artist who was clearly, you know, dedicated to learning more. I think if that had been around when he was fighting. And listen, the early days of MMA, there's boxers who could have done very well. You know, in the early days of MMA, a guy like Bruce Lee would have done fantastic. But now, where guys are more well-rounded and guys know how to do everything, it's just it's a different time.
And early on, was it Art Jimerson with his one glove and stuff like that? You had a lot of guys from – that was and I know you were a lot more into it than I was at the time, but it truly was mixed martial arts. You'd have guys from different, with all kinds
of
different
backgrounds. That was like the whole gimmick early on was there'd be like a karate guy, a jiu-jitsu guy, a sumo guy. I mean, that was their game plan from the beginning,
which was kind of cool. But then, it evolved into anything else, and you've got to have a well-rounded game. And when you start off with here's an interesting question, it's probably not that interesting. Just a hint, guys. Although he did call himself L the Genius, so I think we have to. I think we had that question last week, though. So No more Bruce Lee questions.
All right, Fred. I know you've been enjoying your Blue Apron. You know I've been enjoying my Blue Apron. I mean, when you're cooking with these kind of ingredients, you can make incredible meals, and they have the best ingredients. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, heirloom tomatoes, they're bringing you the best for less than $10 a meal, which I promise you, you can't get this kind of food for $10 a meal at the grocery store. You can't get it for $10 a meal if you go out, for sure. They can arrange your meals to fit whatever dietary needs you have, to fit your family's needs in general. It really has been fantastic for me and my family.
Yeah, us too. And we get three meals a week because it's just the two of us. And, I mean, these are amazing. And we're eating healthy. And so three nights a week, we're having fantastic food from Blue Apron. And I got to tell you, each meal comes with easy step-by-step recipes and pre-portioned ingredients. You can prepare them in 40 minutes or less. It takes us less than that. And we're having another one tonight. They come every Tuesday. And it's fantastic that we're eating so much better and eating quality food. And it's less than $10 a meal. Check out this week's menu and get your two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/blitz. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/blitz. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Don't miss the last weekend of live racing at Sam Houston Race Park. We'll broadcast live tomorrow beginning at 4. It's Food Truck Friday and 50 Cent Beer Night from 6 to 9. Saturday, the Bud Light stage welcomes Roger Krager, is that what we decided it was?
I still think it's Krager.
Krager? I don't know. Welcomes Roger. Admission is free with $7 live racing admission before 8 and $20 after 9, or get your tickets online for $14. Don't miss Food Truck Friday. And Roger, back at Sam Houston Race Park. I know somebody out there is a huge fan and can tell me how to pronounce that. Krager, I guess.
I think it's Krager.
All right.
I'm no expert, but I do think it's Krager.
Okay, so a couple things somebody was asking.
Just kidding, I'm an expert.
You are?
On everything.
Okay. I'm not on country music. I couldn't tell you a single song that he does. But a couple people asking, do the Lightning have a chance against the Penguins, and what are their odds? Actually, the Lightning are 19-4 to win the Stanley Cup now. Penguins are your prohibitive favorite at 3-2. I think the Penguins win that series. I'm not going to fault you for betting on the Lightning, though. That's a team that got there last year and is getting Strawman back skating and probably will have Stamkos back. So that's a very good team. I just think the Penguins are playing at a very high level right now, but there's value in the Lightning. And then following up my hockey question that the guy called in, the best fighter in hockey versus LeBron James. Oh, the hockey guy's going to kill him.
In a fight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, man. So.
But how about if the best fighter in hockey were to do a one-on-one game with LeBron?
I think LeBron would win that.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
how that works, right?
I think we've kind of gotten way off on these ridiculous scenarios. But now, these guys fight on skates, dude, and you want them to be able to fight without skates against no. All right, let's try to get away from the hypotheticals, okay? Max says, AJ is right on the pronunciation. So what was your pronunciation?
Krager.
Krager. Okay, we're going to go with Krager.
And this is him pronouncing his name.
Hey, y'all, I'm Roger Krager, and you're tuned in to
Krager.
Krager, okay.
I'm Roger Krager.
Roger Krager. So I'm going to read that again now so we have it right, okay? Don't miss the last weekend of live racing at Sam Houston Race Park. We'll broadcast live tomorrow beginning at 4. It's Food Truck Friday and 50 Cent Beer Night from 6 to 9. Saturday, the Bud Light stage welcomes Roger Krager. Admission is free with $7 live racing admission before 8 and $20 after 9. Or get your tickets online for $14. Don't miss Food Truck Friday. And Roger Krager back at Sam Houston Race Park. Good? Great?
Perfect.
Lamont was saying that guy said great question, but he also thought interesting question. If you say interesting question or great question, I'm automatically going to think of that dude who got fired from China. Here's an interesting question.
Interesting question.
Yeah, not so much. All right, let's try Tanner. What's up, Tanner?
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
I got a question.
What do y'all think with, depending on how Brock Osweiler plays, that DeAndre Hopkins, with how good he did last year with the, I guess, mediocre is the best to say, quarterbacks that he had, that he comes close to breaking Calvin Johnson's record? I'll go ahead and hang up and listen in.
Calvin Johnson's record for what?
I think, no. He's going to have a good year, but let's not get crazy. Step out, Hopkins.
I know, but I'm...
No.
I mean, Calvin Johnson has he's got a lot of records. If he's talking about like the yardage in a season, if DeAndre Hopkins is going to catch 2,000 yards,
no, balls, come no. on, man, boy, guys, we're really getting off the way off on these hypotheticals. Yeah, you know what? Let's go a step farther. Osweiler's going to throw for 8,000 yards. Come on, man, jeez.
I don't think people like Calvin Johnson is. He's arguably one of the four or five best receivers who has ever played football. DeAndre Hopkins is good, but let's not start acting
crazy. He's probably one of the four or five best current receivers.
You could make that argument.
But, yeah, that's not best of all time. Come on. Wow. All right. You know, we're going to take one more, and if this one sucks, then we're done with calls for the rest of the day. Fair enough?
That's fair.
It's all on you, Josh. 100%
you think
pressure.
He's one of the four or five best in the league.
I think he's at the bottom end of the top five. Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about this after this call.
Go ahead, Josh.
I had a list of the AFC East top quarterbacks. I got Tannehill at number one.
Okay,
Brady at
that's
number
it.
Two.
Good call. That's it. Thanks, that's the end of the phone calls. Congratulations.
Yeah. Where's Keyboard Cat, John? Did we get rid of Keyboard Cat?
Yeah. That deserves Shane Bell, Keyboard Cat, everything.
We can't take you seriously. You can't put the punchline at the beginning of your joke, sir.
Yeah. That's... All right, that's the end of the calls.
We can't take calls.
No.
I mean...
If that's indicative of what you guys are drinking today, then...
You said it was going to be a good day today.
Yeah, it's a good day for us. Apparently the callers suck, though. That's all right. We'll muddle through. We've got other things to talk about. So, including something I want to talk about at 5 o'clock that is another sign that our society is on its way to hell.
All right. So, back to that conversation about DeAndre Hopkins. You think he's a top five receiver in the league?
I think you can make that argument, yeah.
I think you can, too. I'm just curious how strongly you feel about it.
I mean, based on last season, he definitely was. Is that something that is going to continue? I mean, a lot of guys have one good year. I think he's got upside and will continue to get better. But, yeah, I think you can certainly make that case. I'm not going to stand up and pound my fist and say
he's... Would you rather have him or A.J. Green?
Rather have A.J. Green.
Him or Julio Jones?
Julio, but not as... It's not as big a gap as you think. Guy drops a lot of passes.
Okay. And statistically, he was the best... Julio was the best receiver in the league last year.
Also had a better quarterback.
Antonio Brown.
Rather have Antonio Brown.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Probably rather have him.
About Demaryius Thomas.
Think I'd rather have Hopkins.
Okay. I'm not clowning you for this. I think there's an argument to be made. What about Brandon Marshall?
I think I'd rather have Hopkins at this stage of their careers.
What about Dez?
I think I'd rather have Dez if healthy, which, you know.
I mean, all these guys are if healthy.
Right.
Okay.
But that's top five or six there.
I think he's in my 6 to 10 range right now.
Man, that's probably fair.
I think top five is that's a ballsy statement.
Numbers-wise, he was top five last year.
Yeah, probably so. I think he was like third in the league in receiving yards. So, yeah, I'd accept that argument.
So, yeah, I mean, to me, anywhere from my – because like A.J. Green – and I think Antonio Brown has probably got to be in Beckham. I mean, you put those three up there for sure. And I think everything after that's kind of arguable.
See, it's funny because I think Julio Jones is the best.
Yeah, I'm not as high on Julio Jones. I think he's very, very good. He's certainly one of those in that conversation. And he's improved a lot on his drops, which was a big problem early in his career. But, I mean, he was also their only target last year, too, which kind of what Hopkins was, but at least he had Matt Ryan throwing to him, which I'm not so sure is a good thing anymore. I don't know how big of a deal that is. So, Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. We come back. We have to talk about a story that kind of indicates that all of us should probably just die.
Okay.
So,
including you and I?
No, not us. I'm talking about society.
Okay. All right, guys. Did you know most carpet cleaning companies will come over and they're going to leave your carpets dirtier than they found them? That's right. A lot of companies are going to leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens, can make your family sick. Not dirt-free. Give them a call. Let them use their technology to get your carpets looking like new again. 281 Dirt-Free. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free. They've got these powerful engines that create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh and deep clean without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. You name it, they can clean it. Give them a call right now, 281 Dirt-Free. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms of carpet for just $99.95, and they'll throw in a free speed dry to the first 25 callers. 281 Dirt-Free, that's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.